Welcome to The Lord's Crusade, hosted by Perry and Veronica Williams. You can listen to these teaching segments on the iHeartMedia app, Pandora, Spotify, and the Anchor.fm app. If you would like to write, the email is kingdomnow1@live.com. That's kingdomnow1@live.com. The Facebook page is Kingdom Now Ministries International. The phone number is 816-616-0004. That's 816-616-0004. I hope you will enjoy today's session. It's already in progress.
Now, I think right now is the prime time, especially in the Chicago area or any area in the Midwest where the temperatures are doing a roller coaster. We had one day where it was 70 degrees and the very next day it dropped 50 degrees and we had to wear gloves and hats. And I guess we got a reminder that it's still February. But as a result of that, there may have been some that suffered from some symptoms that need to be addressed. Well, we're going to continue to confront that those viruses, whether they're COVID, whether they're the flu, RSV, we're going to confront those. But let's now delve into the Word. Chapter 4 of Genesis, Kingdom Perspective. Well, this is the chapter where the account, I never use story, the account, because it actually happened, of Cain and Abel. Cain and Abel. We know, we were taught that Cain killed his brother Abel out of jealousy, that God accepted the sacrifice of Abel, but was not pleased with the sacrifice of Cain's. Well, I did a deep dive and I got some new information for you. Now, I was taught as a child that God was upset with Cain because of his sacrifice. But if we do a look at how God feels about sacrifices, he would prefer that we had our heart adjusted rather than a sacrifice, because God is not ritualistic. Yes, there's obedience in fulfilling the instructions of the Father, but he would prefer that your heart was in right standing. So I'm going to just read a couple passages here that kind of stood out, and I'm looking at the Amplified, and it says, "And Abel brought of the firstborn of his flock and of the fat portions, and the Lord had respect and regard for Abel and for his offering. But for Cain and his offering, he had no respect or regard. So Cain was exceedingly angry and indignant, and he looked sad and depressed." Now, here's the part that I like. "And the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? Why do you look sad and depressed and dejected? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin crouches at your door. Its desire is for you, but you must master it." Wow. So what do we get from, what do we gather from that? It's not quite saying what he did wrong. I really don't believe it was the sacrifice. I believe it was his heart condition, his attitude. Don't we read the passage that says God likes or loves a cheerful giver? Well, Cain was not a cheerful giver. And Cain had a disposition. Now, first and foremost, what stands out to me is that God himself talked to Cain and gave him some very important intel. He actually gave him directions or instructions on what to do to be acceptable to God. And then he also gave what the flip side would be if he did not, that the enemy is crouching at the door. Well, first and foremost, he was operating as if he was in the kingdom of darkness in the first place. But if he continued it, according to the Lord, that the enemy is crouching at the door, ready to leap and devour him. And devour doesn't mean just maim. It means to take over his spirit man, take over his soul, his will, his emotions, and his intellect. To take over. Now, what does kingdom have to do with this? After he heard from the Lord, he had an opportunity to repent. Now, if you look at Webster's or any other dictionary, and you look up at the word repent, it states feel remorseful, things of that sort. But biblically, repent means to change your way of thinking, change your mind. So this was an opportunity for Cain to make a mind adjustment. And the instruction came directly from the Heavenly Father. I'm like, wow, that's some important intel. He couldn't say, I didn't know. He couldn't say, nobody told me. He was in his feelings and he stayed there. He stayed there. And what happened was he killed his brother. Now, let's kind of go somewhere with this. Matthew, it kind of reminds me of Matthew 5 and 24. Now, before I go there, let's talk about repent. And I grew up with the understanding that repent meant saying you're sorry. But that's not true. Because there were times, and I'm just going to be a little transparent, as a child, as a young boy, and of course, I have three brothers. And when we had an issue with one another and it turned into an argument or even a scuffle, my mother would say you're sorry to your brother. Honestly, for me, it was mere lip service, because in my heart or in my mind, I was thinking about getting back at him. Sure, I'll say what you want me to say, Mom. Sure, I'll say I'm sorry. Those are just mere words. But I'm going to do whatever it takes to get back at him. You know, plotting revenge, things of that sort. So I had no idea that repent should have been what I did. And I'm talking about truly repent, change the way I think. Of course, I had parents that helped me change the way I think when I was thinking far from what I was taught. You know, there was some type of punishment. But what we're talking about now is character, godly character. And that's what repent or change your mind is equal to. And it could simply be the revelation I got from what I read, that if Cain repented or changed the way he thought after he heard from the Lord, see, he had a choice. In other words, we all have a will, and God doesn't go against your will. But even in Cain's case, he gave him an ultimatum. he gave him an ultimatum and he chose the wrong choice. He selected the wrong choice. Now this is where I was going with Matthew. And I thought about this passage, Matthew 5 and 23. I believe it'll go on to, I'll read 23 and 24. It says, therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. So we have a responsibility, just like Cain had a responsibility. God was giving him an opportunity not only to repent, but to be accountable for his actions and make the right adjustment so that his brother survived or his brother lived. Yeah. Wow. So he crossed the line. I'm talking about Cain. He crossed the line. And if we want to fast forward, many of us cross the line, but we need to change our way of thinking. Matter of fact, even before we change the way that we think, there is sometimes what God showed when he approached Cain was conviction. See, there should have been a level of conviction when God spoke to him about his countenance. Why was he sad? Why was he downcast? Why was he disenchanted? And then he gave him a solution. Don't you know that God always has a solution for every problem? And sometimes we avoid it because it sounds so far-fetched to us, because it doesn't sound like what someone else would normally do or respond or react. We have to listen to what he says to us. We have to listen to his directives, his instructions, for he's always supporting our best interests. Always. Yep. So now just kind of wrapping things up just a little bit. I know we haven't been long, but we have to, and if you get anything out of this teaching, repent. Why is repent so important? Because in Matthew 3 and 1, John the Baptist said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then in Matthew 4 and 17, I guess in the other gospels, it's also mentioned, Jesus recited the same thing. So it's utterly important for us to change the way we think. And that's not hard to do, considering we are all supposed to be evolving every day. Every day, we're learning something new. We're learning, we're getting rid of the old hard drive for thoughts and things that don't make sense, and then accepting what God is saying, what his government is saying. We're accepting his principles, his precepts, and his behavior and characteristics. Don't you know the fruit of the Spirit is the characteristics of God? And we have all of those. This is a revelation I got this week. Now, we all have heard the passage where it says everyone's given a measure of faith. And what I heard was faith is just one of the fruit of the Spirit. So we're all given a measure of each and every one of those fruit. Now we have to exercise them. Yep, faith, peace, you name, yeah. The whole gamut. All right. So, and I'm going to conclude with this one nugget. I guess it's the 25th verse of chapter 4. It says, and Adam knew his wife again. Adam's wife again became pregnant, and she bore a son and called his name Seth. For God, she said, has appointed for me another child instead of Abel, for Cain slew him or killed him. And then I looked up the name Seth. What does that mean? The name Seth in the Hebrew means placed or appointed. And that was the words that Eve used, that Seth was appointed to her. He was sent by God to heal the family's heartbreak after Abel was killed. So we see some sort of restoration taking place. We are seeing the character of God in this family. And there are many people who have probably lost loved ones, but at the same time, well, let me tell you about my family, for instance. Probably over the last 2-3 years, my wife's mother and father transitioned. And shortly after each one of those transitions, a new child was born into the family. So I didn't think it was a pun when I hear the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. But it did bring some type of solitude to the family, knowing that there was a new life, you know, and it did help with the grieving process. And yeah, I mean, that's a quality that God has. He has compassion for his people, or for his creation, for that matter. All right, let's shift a little bit. Next week, we'll be taking a look at chapter 5 of Genesis, pulling out some nuggets. I believe there's some genealogy information in that one. And, you know, before I received the Holy Spirit, I read the Bible and got to the genealogy, and I skipped past it because I didn't think all those names were important. Why am I reading all these names? But later, as I began to grow after receiving the Holy Spirit, I understood that each and every one of those names had a meaning. And that was the purpose, not just to show the family tree, but to let you know the character in which this person was, because it was important. Names were so important for children because these names attach to the children were to shape them in their life. You know, you wouldn't call them anything negative. These were all positive names. You know, now I don't know how Jacob got his name, but after I studied and found out it meant trickster. And of course, God gave him a new name, Israel. So I have no idea. Well, I have to do a deep dive on that one. But what's most important is God let him see what his true identity is. And you know, Israel is a great name in the eyes of God, and even in the eyes of those who are from Israel. All right, let's move forward. What we're going to do now, because Kingdom Now Ministries has a focus on healing and wholeness, we're going to address the issue of viruses. Now, there may be someone that has RSV, the flu, COVID. It may not be you, but it could be someone that you could probably stand in proxy for so that they can experience breakthrough. They can experience wholeness, so that they can move forward and advance the kingdom based on the assignment that has been given to them. And if they haven't received that assignment, I do encourage you to ask Holy Spirit to show you what your assignment is. Okay, so here we go. Father, we're just so thankful. We're thankful for your wholeness and your healing of all of your people that are confronted with issues dealing with the respiratory system, And we look forward. We decree now, let wholeness have its perfect way. And we declare that airways are opened. We declare that nostrils are unclogged. We declare that any obstruction that's causing breathing not to be, flow properly, that we denounce those obstructions. We look forward to those who are We look forward to the breakthrough that's experienced by those who once had challenges in their respiratory system and in their airways. We speak and declare suddenly healing, sudden breakthrough in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. So we give you glory, Father. We thank you for this time. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your government and your government ways. As we continue to understand the kingdom, we'll be in position to help advance the kingdom in the earth. For your word says, let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So we want to take on the precepts, the principles, and the laws of heaven, as well as the character of God, so that we can be the models that Jesus was when he walked the earth. In the name of Jesus. God bless everyone. Thank you for watching.
Thank you for listening to today's teaching with Perry and Veronica Williams. You can listen to these teaching segments on the iHeartMedia app, Pandora, Spotify, and the Anchor.fm app. If you would like to write, the email is kingdomnow1@live.com. That's kingdomnow1@live.com. The Facebook page is Kingdom Now Ministries International. The phone number is 816-616-0004. That's 816-616-0004. I hope you enjoyed today's segment. Have a great day.